Taking kingdom authority, subtitle, take authority. Matthew 7, verse 28 and 29. Verse 28 and 29, Matthew chapter 7. And so it was when Jesus had finished these sayings that the people were astonished at his teaching. Verse 29. For he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes who were the other religious people. That's Matthew 7, verse 28 through 29. Let's go to Matthew 28, chapter 28, verse 18. Jesus taught them as one having authority, and it astonished the religious people. I'm pretty sure they would say, he's arrogant. No, he had authority. Matthew 28, verse 18 down to verse 20, New King James Version Bible. Verse 18 goes this way. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. I am going to release some of that authority. So you go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. Jesus has all this authority. He picks a group of people and releases authority to them. There is no such thing as being sent and being powerless. Acts 19, verse 14 through 16. It can be available and you not take it. It can be obtainable and you don't want it. Acts 19, verse 14 through 16. Also, there were seven sons of Sceva, a Jew, chief priest, who did so. They were doing an exorcist. Y'all ever, the movie The Exorcist was on, I think, last night. You're scared of it. So these guys are trying to cast out or do an exorcist on an individual. Verse 15. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who is Shannon? He said he was scared. But who are you? Is what the Bible said. Then the man in whom the evil spirit was done a leap year, leaped on them, overpowered them, prevailed against them, so they fled out of the house naked and wounded. They were trying to do what those who had authority were doing. And it didn't work. Because there was no correlation or connection with Jesus and Paul. You can try to reenact, but if you don't carry the authority off, it ain't going to turn out good. So I want to talk to you about taking authority. And I want to deal with this from the basis of your thought pattern, the things that you allow to drift through your mind that you're not taking authority over, the things that creep up on you that you don't speak over it. Because some stuff will leave before EMT gets there if you take authority over it. I didn't say don't call them. I just said some things are coming from a world that can't stay if you use your authority of a higher rail world or rank against it. Now, Jesus taught with authority. That's what the Bible said. He taught with authority. He didn't teach like some person in a university that was questioning all the knowledge that he had obtained because he had not walked out the knowledge that he has. Jesus is acquainted with the power of teaching the word of God. If a weak teacher teaches, you're going to have weak people. And we can say now people are weak because they have been sitting on the weak doctrine. So Jesus said, I don't want you to be weak, so I'm going to teach you from a place of authority. And if I teach you from a place of authority, then you walk out of this place in authority. My job is not to make you feel good. My job is to empower you to dominate whatever is in violation in your life. How in the world are you going to come into the house filled with authority and let the devil ride you out that rode you in? Let's go. Oh, I love teaching on this kind of stuff. Listen to this. The authority given by Jesus is a higher rank than the venomous beast and the power of your opposition. Did anybody hear what I said? According to scripture, he said, if anything, the serpent, the scorpion, those are venomous beasts. And I'm not telling you to go dance with snakes. I don't dance, well, I got a few snakes around me that got two legs and arms, but they're not successful at their intentions. You got to understand it. And we're not talking about a bunch of mystical stuff. We're talking about the authority of God that the believer is supposed to have. And based on the prayer that we prayed earlier, this place is filled with believers. But if the believers doesn't know their authority or take their authority, they will allow the enemy to interrupt the worship service and the message service with words and thoughts and images in your mind that you're supposed to cast down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. If you don't know your authority, you will allow your mind to drift somewhere else and you leave this place weaker than what you came in. See, I'm not impressed with your articulation. I'm impressed with your authority. Because if you don't have any authority, I just tell you to shut your mouth. Because it's when the authority of God is working through your life, it is to prove that God is in your life.
All right.
The authority given by Jesus is a higher ranking than the venomous beast and the powers of your opposition. I don't know what's opposing you, but it should get arrested before you can even look at it. Because you carry something on you that you have been reluctant to use because you want to fit in. Well, you got all kind of illegal things all around you that need law enforcement. And I'm not talking about the police officer. I'm talking about the authority that a born again believer carries within themselves everywhere they go. How in the world you gonna torment me when I got higher rank than you? How in the world you gonna make me feel depressed when depression is of a lower ranking than the Spirit of God? How you gonna whip me with low self-esteem when what's on me carries a higher rank than low self-esteem? How in the world you gonna pull me down when my pick-me-up lives on the inside of me?
Jesus said,
behold, I saw Satan fall like lightning. I saw him get demoted. How in the world did we promote him? If he got demoted, how? Jesus said, I saw him get demoted. Now I'm giving you power over what has been demoted. And you're going to let the devil whip you and he's been demoted. And I just gave you power. I just gave you authority. Listen, the authority trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy, enemy opposition. I can't lose with the stuff I use. Let me help some of y'all who are worried about your opposition. Their practice. They're your fitness workout, spiritual fitness workout. There's one thing about it. The weights fight against me, but I overcome the weights because they're my workout. While you're crying about stuff, that thing was just your workout. That opposition was just your workout. I am stronger after I leave than I was when I came because it was my workout. Because I have authority over it. I can put it down, pick it up whenever I get ready because I have authority over it. I don't know where y'all be, and I don't know who y'all were raised by, but I was raised by some generals that didn't ask for authority, but they took authority. I wasn't raised by, can I get a witness? I don't need your witness. I already got the authority of God to do what I do. It's a higher rank. And some of y'all need to understand that what's in you is a higher rank than your opposition. So why worry about your opposition? The Bible talks about the serpent being on his belly, but it also talks about the heels of the Son of God being bruised because he was a higher rank than the serpent. I want to tell you what's troubling you is troubling you from his belly. It is not troubling you from your bank account. It's not troubling you from some illness. It's not troubling you from some high place. You put your head too low to the ground to know the authority that God has placed on the inside of every believer. If you are a believer, you carry authority on the inside of you to put your foot on what kept you up all night long. How in the world you gonna keep me up? I'm gonna put my foot on it because God created me with power and authority. I ain't staying up all night worried about stuff that I got authority over. Somebody shout, take it. You having an identity crisis. That's what's wrong with you. Got all that power and you having an identity crisis. You walking around with all that authority and you having an identity crisis. I don't need no prayer chain. I am the chain. Every devil that was assigned to my bloodline, I'm going to walk on it. Well, I got hurt. That means you got bit. Well, I got hurt in the church. You got bit in the church. Because there are venomous beasts in the church. There are serpents and there are scorpions in the church. But the Bible said that you would trample on them and let them know you hurt me then, you can't hurt me no more. Kingdom authority is taught with authority and has the ability to astonish some while empowering others.
Who does he think he is? What is this? What is this kind of stuff?
It's astonishing to religious folks. Describes what the religious sect of that day. And they had never seen anybody teach and preach like Jesus was teaching and preaching. But when you know your daddy owns the earth, why are you going to be passive when you're in your daddy's house? So Jesus began to teach with such levels of authority because he knew his Father owned the earth. He owned the earth, the people, and the fullness thereof. He owned everything. So when he walked up to the podium and he cracked the Bible open and started teaching, they started saying, what is this? So some people were trying to figure him out, but others were being empowered by him. Look at your neighbor, tell him, my weekdays are over. If you were driving stuff out that was tormenting you, tormenting your house, you think your children wouldn't want that? You think your children wouldn't want the empowerment to say to poverty, poverty no more? Because I had to do that because poverty ravished my mama. But when I got enough knowledge of the authority that I had, I looked in the eyes of poverty and said, you're off limits. You're not going another step. You're not living out another generation. I'm talking to you, poverty, because you're a spirit of weakness that has plagued God's people. And I'm talking to you now, poverty. You can't have my bank account. You can't cause anything to go wrong with my mortgage. Yes. You cannot cause me to not be able to meet my obligations. Because poverty, you are a curse. And I'm a blessed person with authority to trample over everything that depletes my finances so I can do what God called me to do. Some of y'all need to learn how to talk to poverty. Look at your bank account and your register and tell it, darn devil, you're going to get up out of here because I have the authority. I ain't got to go get no prayer chain. I'm a born again believer. I have authority over my money. I have authority over my house. I have authority over my promotion. I have authority over my business. Everything that you're dealing with in this earth, you outrank. I said, everything that you're dealing with in this earth, everything that you're tolerating in this earth, you outrank. What you don't know, you don't know your rank. You don't know who lives on the inside of you. You don't know who has deputized you to not take sides, but to take over. Astonished. Who is this little black boy married to this white woman that thinks he can talk like he talks and teach like he teaches? I'm one who believes that I have the authority, whether with a black woman or white woman, to get the job done that I'm in this earth to get done. I don't believe anything can stop me. That's not an arrogant statement. My rank says it can't stop me. And anything that tries to stop me now, they tried to stop me then, they weren't successful. Now I got a lion and a bear that was submitted to my authority that didn't win. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that don't have enough rank to stop me? What are you doing talking to the church? Coming against and threatening refresh. I came to tell that uncircumcised Philistine, today I will feed you to the vultures. David knew his authority, and he talked to a God giant like a giant was a little boy. I don't know what you're carrying on the inside. You've been waiting for another lecture. You don't need another lecture. You need an empowerment. You need somebody to say something to you that stir up every fiber of your being where you know who you are in the kingdom of God. You're not just a citizen of the United States. You are of the kingdom of God. All authority was given to Jesus. He had it all. Adam lost it all. Jesus, another son, got it all back. He got every bit of it back. He got the whole earth back. Then he said to those who were around him, now you go, I'm giving you this. I'm giving you what will make you successful in every endeavor. I'm giving you what will keep you when you're like a sheep among wolves. I'm giving you something that no matter what comes against your life, God will be glorified by giving you victory. Listen to this. Authority was given to Jesus. And Jesus wants us to have it, to demonstrate his power in the earth. He wants us to demonstrate his power. You may have to change some friends. He wants us to demonstrate his power in the earth. He wants us to put a demand, D Devils don't leave when you lecture them. Demons don't move in a lecture. You've been lectured too long. It's time for you to take authority. Take authority over your own mind. Tell your own mind, you ain't gonna mess up my opportunity. You done tripped me up several times. You done caused me to not show up for my major interview. You done caused me to walk away when I should be stepping inside of a door. Behold, I set before you an open door. But there are many adversaries that are underneath your rank. You let the images scare you. Because you didn't know the power of God that was working through you. He told you to go through. They can't stop you. That's why the devil works with illusions. Because he ain't got no power. Threatens you about what he's gonna do. But never gets the job done. Wants us to demonstrate his power in the earth. I want you to think about it. What we're doing versus what they were doing. If it doesn't mirror one another, then somebody walked away from their authority. I like shouting, but if I ain't shouting on the devil, I'm wasting my energy. I like coming and worshiping, but if nobody's better when it's over, I just had a good entertainment session. Let me help some of y'all who wait on city officials to fix what only those who have the authority of God to fix. They can do things legally, but there's an illegal devil that's running around our communities, and some of them are in your house. And when you start practicing getting the devil out of your house, then you can walk down the street and get the devil out of your neighbor's house. Because if I feel like this, if I can get him out of my house, I can get him out of my church. And if I can get him out of my church, I can get him off the parkway. And if I can get him off the parkway, I can get him out of Birmingham. And if I can get him out of Birmingham, I can get him out of Atlanta. And if I can get him out of Atlanta, I'm going to take me a trip down to Dallas. I'm going to take me a trip to Orlando. I'm going to take me a trip to Nashville. It's called currency. When you don't have enough of it, you use your authority. And you call it in. It obeys you if you open up your mouth and be who God called you to be. Some of y'all like being that weak, poor, pitiful, I was born in this condition, my daddy wasn't there, my mama abused me, I just told all that stuff, excuse my French, hell no. I am a born again believer. I've been bought with the blood of Jesus Christ. There's an inheritance that God has for me. And I'm not going to stop believing till I obtain all that heaven has on reserve for me. Nobody can talk me out of it. It's too late. I've already seen what God will do if you just walk in your authority and speak those things that be not as though they are. So I look at negative and I say you got to be positive today. I looked at emptiness and tell it it's got to be full. I look at sickness and tell them, get out, you spirit of infirmity. You gotta be healed. You gotta learn to talk to your stuff. You've been silent too long. That's the problem. Y'all go to too many quiet churches. You need to open up your mouth, decree and declare. Watch God open up the windows of heaven, shower you down a blessing that you don't have room enough to receive. What you need, God's got it. I mean, no disrespect. No disrespect.
But I believe the church has been given an injustice, and that many in the earth today may have talent and ability but have no authority, because authority is transferred from a father to a son. Whenever you omit the process, you walk out without the authority. Can I go on? Everything in this world is subject to this authority. So take it. Everything in this world, everything in this world, everything in this world is subject to the name of Jesus. It's subject to the power of God. Everything. But you got to take it. You just having knowledge of it is not enough. Because many of you have knowledge, but you're not bold enough to take it. I want to talk to some people that's bold enough to say, if it's mine, I'm going to get it today. If it's mine, I'm going to have it today. About 17 years ago, I pulled up in this parking lot, and I told the devil, get your hands off, because that's my next location, and I don't want to pay for it for the next 30 years. I want a debt-free building. If it's mine, I want the debt canceled. Guess what? My words lined up with the manifestation, because I put a demand on it.
You're not. You don't put a demand on anything. Let me tell you something. You know, people think they're intelligent. The highest level of intelligence other than God is Satan. He's a great manipulator. So in order to be very savvy in manipulations, you got to know how to use your words. If you be the son of God, cast yourself down. Go ahead and prove yourself. Speak to these stones and turn them to bread. He was so manipulative. If Jesus wasn't a son, and that's the problem, if Jesus wasn't a son, Jesus would not have read into his deception. But Jesus knew the sound of his father, so he knew when the devil was talking to him. When you get this kind of authority, you'll know when the devil's talking to you, because it don't sound like your father's voice. Everything in this world is subject not to Beyonce, not to Usher, but to the authority of God. I'm sorry, Beyonce. I'm sorry, Usher. I'm going to take my authority today. I'm going to get my stuff. I'm not going to pay all my money to see something that ain't going to benefit me tomorrow. I'm going to save my money. I'm going to go get my house. I'm going to go get my land. I'm going to go get my possessions. All I got is goosebumps with you, and I need some authority, and you're not going to get what God gave me, because I'm after my stuff. I'm going to get everything that the devil took from my mama, that he took from my daddy, that he took from my grandparents, that he took from a great banker. I didn't come to take sides. I came to take over. You can only take over when you understand your authority. I can take 93,000 square feet. You think I can't take a 400 square foot house? I'm taking the property all around this church. I'm not done yet. You better look out. I'm coming after everything. I'm telling you right now, when you understand the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein, you stop sitting back being passive. Go on social media, tell her I come to get my stuff. Let everybody come through. They may put frowny faces, but that don't stop God. I believe there's a lot of frowny faces, but it can't stop God. There was a whole religious sect that was frowning, but it did not stop Jesus. Somebody shout, take it. Don't act like it ain't here. Take it. And you know it's hanging right there in front of your face. It's not hanging there for you to shout about it. It's hanging there so you'll grab a hold of it. You've been depressing me. You've been holding me down. You've been tormenting me. But I'm going to take my authority today and I'm going to put you in your place. I'm not going to sit around in my private time trying to figure out how I'm going to take my life. I'm going to take my authority. I'm going to live this life to the fullness. I know, devil, you came to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus came that I may have life and that more abundantly. John 10:10. So I'm authorized to have an abundant life. I'm not living this mediocre life. I'm not living a life of a failure. I have been given a Zoe life, which is an abundant life. What do you mean you homeless? You ain't homeless. You just hadn't taken your authority and claimed what's yours. My stuff, I know it when I see it. I can sense it. I drove by it with Christmas lights on it till I moved in. Half the stuff you've been driving through just trying to entertain your kids for Christmas, don't you realize it belonged to you? We drove by every year until we lived in it. I ain't talking about something you can't pay for, because the blessing of the Lord make a rich and add no sorrow with it. If you can't pay for it, that's sorrow. That's not from God. My last point, and I'm gone. This is number one anyway. This is the first part of my series. If you don't like authority, you don't have to listen to me any longer. With this authority, your days of being overpowered, wounded, stripped are over. Y'all didn't hear me. All of y'all who felt overpowered, all of y'all talking about how wounded you are, all of y'all who've been stripped and ravished, when you get a hold of this today, look at your neighbor, maybe look at three or four of them and tell them it's over. How in the world you gonna strip me and I got authority? How in the world you think I'm gonna stay wounded from the 70s and the 80s and the 90s when I got this authority on me? I ain't having no flashback, and I go ahead and opt out of every trigger that can take me back to childhood when I'm a full grown adult with authority. It's over. It's over. The torment, it's over. Leave me, stay with me, it's over. Talk about me, cheer for me, it's over. Say whatever you want to say, it's over. You got to get to the point when you got authority, you don't let people punk you out. Slap your neighbor high five, tell him I have authority. They think you're going to go in depression because they don't show up. They think you're going to have a fit if they don't come and say something nice to you. I don't need you to say anything nice to me. I'm going to look in the mirror and I'm going to say something nice to myself. Like you're fearfully and wonderfully made. The hand of the Lord is upon you. The anointing is resting on your life. I start talking good stuff to myself because I have the authority. No one can speak over you like you can speak over yourself. Stop trying to track down a prophet and become a prophet over your own life. Yeah, you're going to rise up and the people are going to call you blessed. Yeah, you're going to take over. You're going to influence in the government. You're going to influence in arts and entertainment. You're going to influence everywhere. You better learn how to use your authority of God. They talking about you. You better learn how to talk to yourself.
I say more about me that's positive than what they can say that is negative. I overrule their positive comments with my positive affirmation.
You need to affirm yourself. I said you need to affirm yourself. Use your authority and start affirming yourself. And then look at your children and affirm your children. You're a queen, girl. You got it going on. That's why the devil hates you, because you got so much anointing on you. The devil knows that your future is greater than a drum set, and he's mad as hell, but he can't do nothing about it because your daddy gave you the authority to walk in it. Somebody praise God. Oh, Jesus. I gotta quit, y'all. If you feel the authority of God in this room, if you feel the authority of God through the streaming, I need you to shout right there, because he's here. Every negative situation going on in your life, I want you to use your authority on every negative situation that's going on in your life. Jesus gave you authority. We rule, we subdue, we take dominion. Say it with me again. We rule, we subdue, we take dominion.
Chance. I said that devil don't have a chance. That tormenting spirit don't have a chance. It don't have a chance. Not in this atmosphere. This is an atmosphere of authority. Somebody shout authority.
What kind of life are you living versus the one that God planned for you? God's not the problem. You using your authority is the problem. That thing is already set up. Since the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffered violence. But the Bible says that the violent taketh by force. You can't be in casual Christianity and get everything that God's got for you. My days of being casual are over. I came to get my stuff, and if you ain't got enough vigor about you, I'm gonna get yours too. When David came to Ziklag and everybody's stuff was gone, his wife, his children, their wives, their children, David said, shall I pursue this truth? And shall I recover all? The Lord said, pursue this truth, and you shall without fail recover all. How many troopers we got up in this place today? If you can't remember times in your childhood, go into the abyss of hell and get your childhood back. Every memory that God needs you to remember that is going to catapult you into your destiny. Go tell the devil, you're not going to put glitches in my head to keep me from my destiny. I want it, and I want it now.